Building Capital BCI. Good afternoon. This is David.
Hey, good afternoon, David. This is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. I just got your message.
Oh, hi, Pete. How are you?
Good,
How are
good.
You?
Yeah,
Let me cut to the chase very quickly. I had gotten your information on LinkedIn. You had reached out to me.
Mm-hmm.
John, please clear up this on the floor before we out of here 2 minutes. And I spoke briefly with Ruben Goldstein at your bank.
Yes. Yes.
And I sent you a LinkedIn response outlining that. But essentially, he was very clear about what you guys do. I was hoping that you guys would be an alternative to Torrey Pines Bank and San Diego Private Bank in terms of being a source of funding construction loans. We are a construction loan mortgage brokerage. But he explained to me that what you guys do basically is equipment for GCs, general contractors, or warehouse lines for business, and that if there is a broker involved, that there's a 1% referral fee, and it's pretty much the extent or the limitation of what you guys do. But I just wanted to professionally get back with you and indicate that I understand what you guys do, and also in the event you never know, you could get a memo from corporate tomorrow morning letting you know that you guys are going to start getting into construction lending. The other thing is we are a mortgage brokerage, but what we're actively and vigorously pursuing is trying to get a warehouse line of credit. The reason I mention this to you is you're a young guy, you're on the make, you're on the up and up. I'm in my early 60s, I've been around a long time. You're an Aztec, I'm a Torero, so we're local.
Yeah, guys. There you go.
And the long and short of it is this. We are in the process right now of dealing with Flagstar Bank, which may or may not be able to provide a line of credit to us. We're also exploring the possibilities of creating a real estate investment trust. But what we want to do, and I'm being very clear, this could be a home run for you if you can coordinate this. Please
mm-hmm.
listen carefully.
Yes.
Construction loans basically range from small amounts. You can do like an FHA 203K streamline for under $35,000. We don't really touch loans like that. Our minimum loan for construction is $100,000, and most of the loans are well over $500,000 or more. Single family, duplex, triplex, fourplex, apartment buildings with five or more units, condominium complexes, mixed use properties, etc. Here's mm-hmm. the thing. As a former underwriter and as the CEO of the company, I could work for any bank anytime in any capacity with construction lending, from underwriting to loan officer. In the event that Bank of Cardiff could understand what we're doing and what we're trying to do, let me break it down. The banks with whom we work, Torrey Pines Bank, which is owned by Western Alliance Bank Corp, they're local, San Diego Private Bank, and then there's banks in L.A. like First Century Bank, California United Bank, etc. They work with the brokerage community, and let's say a home loan is $1 million to build a property, let's say a house in La Jolla, and I'm just being very generic. It could be more.
Yeah, exactly.
So we would charge, in essence, anywhere from half a point to a full point, 50 to 100 bips for the loan origination fee. Banks normally roll paper in construction from 50 to 100 bips. There's no par pricing, meaning it's zero to the brokers. And then the rates of interest fluctuate. They're normally a floor of about 4.5 up to about 5.25, Pacific Premier Bank, Pacific Western Bank, etc. I know all the banks. I know all the deals. But that's a brokerage transaction, meaning that Building Capital originates the loan. We bring in the client. We find out what the laundry list is at the bank, and we provide them with, you know, everything from plans, permits, specs, et cetera, the general contractor, the architect, the structural engineer. We package the deal, and in exchange for that, we charge our origination fee, and then the bank underwrites it, and then they roll the paper, meaning that they fund the loan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, Bob Margolis, one of my partners, and I are trying to explore a different angle. Here's the deal. Private money, also known as hard money, is going to roll paper anywhere from about 7.99 upwards to in the low double digits, 11 or 12%.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to charge 3 or 4 points, meaning 3 or 4% of the loan amount. So if you get a hard money loan for $500,000, they may bang you out at 10% interest, and they may also charge you 4 points, which would be $20,000. Banks are going to charge anywhere from half a point to a full point, and they're going to have rates that are more competitive. In other words, 4.5 to 5.25-ish.
Mid-single digits plus your, you know, much smaller,
yeah, so,
you know.
So here, this is the pitch, so you can understand this. In the event that Bank of Cardiff, you know, you guys have corporate meetings or you have, you know, staff meetings once a week or once a month, and you know, most of it's just agenda based, but some of it might be, mm-hmm. hey, anybody have any ideas? You know, one of those kinds of meetings. Mm-hmm. We get bombarded with requests for construction. What I'm talking about is that if we could create a relationship between our banks where you, Pete Deegan, would be the point person for building capital, and we have 26 guys here, we could basically, if you guys rolled paper somewhere within that 4.5 to 5.25 range, even going up to maybe as high as 5.99, so psychologically it doesn't hit 6, you follow?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of waiting 60 days to package a deal or more, Torrey Pines Bank takes forever. If we were delegated underwriters and we packaged everything and then got it over to you guys for secondary sign-off from upper management, it could be a situation where we could do a lot of deals, particularly low-hanging fruit, meaning that, you know, we would make sure that the customers had, you know, solid credit, solid post-close of escrow reserves, that the project had merit, the general contractor was fully vetted, the architect was fully vetted, the project had merit. In other words, instead of building, let's say, a house out in the desert somewhere, like, you know, east of Lemon Grove in some shithole, maybe we'd have a property in Del Mar or La Jolla that was, you know, higher end and definitely going to move forward. That said, it could be a spec project where, you know, the borrower is going to turn around and, you know, sell it afterwards, or it could be an owner-occupied situation depending on the underwriting. But here's the point that I'm making. If Bank of Cardiff was willing to get together with Building Capital and say, listen, guys, we will be your source of capital for construction loans. And bear in mind, the course of construction ranges conservatively from 9 months to liberally about 15 months, you know, if you're going to build a single family. You know, other properties might be 18 months, apartment buildings. In that regard, if you guys said, listen, we're going to roll paper at such and such a rate, our origination fee is going to be X, whatever it's going to be, we will be your warehouse line. Building Capital can originate the loans, bring them in, package them. Bank of Cardiff can do a secondary sign-off, and everybody does really, really, really well. And then as far as the takeout loans, the exit strategy, if you guys were in a position to do that, I don't think you are. You don't have a mortgage division, but
no.
We could, you know, obviously from that standpoint, we would probably orchestrate the takeout loans and even possibly, notwithstanding any violations of the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act or the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau or the Nationwide Mortgage Licensing System, et cetera, we could possibly have a thing where if Building Capital brokered the takeout loan, there could be a referral fee also paid back to Bank of Cardiff. And what I'm trying to say is everything's on the table in terms of the idea, and if you're interested in this, what I can do is I can send you an email with like a one sheet outlining what I've just discussed verbally, and you could see if it flies, see if it's a fit. If it's a fit, our guesstimate is that we could probably originate $50 million a year annually. And so, you know, it depends on what your sources of capital are and what your restrictions are and whether this would be a play, if you will, that you guys might be interested in participating in with Building Capital.
No, it definitely, like you said, it sounds like a low-hanging fruit. I mean, from my perspective, it seems like you're doing all the legwork, basically, and as long as we can get our programs to properly align, both legally and logistically, that, you know, this shouldn't be an issue. And, you know, there is definitely an opportunity there.
Let me tell you why I think Bank of Cardiff might be an interesting fit. And I didn't even know you guys existed until I got your LinkedIn, right?
Mm-hmm.
The larger banks, the big banks, the big four, Bank of America, Citi, Chase, and Wells,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to play ball like this. Even the regional banks, Torrey Pines Bank, San Diego Private Bank, et cetera, I've approached them and they're not interested. So that's why Building Capital was looking perhaps at starting a real estate investment trust and just, you know, doing it on our own. But Bank of Cardiff is an unusual bank. It's small. It's eclectic. They'll work with creative situations. Ruben was outlining that you guys, you know, are sort of a go-to if somebody else turns somebody down. And I was thinking, what if the loan to, you know, the loan to future value caps at most banks at 75% and the loan to cost caps at 80%, and the banks always loan on the lower of the two. It's like an appraisal versus a purchase price. Whatever the lower mm-hmm. of the two is what the bank loans. But what if we collectively brought in deals that were low-hanging fruit? In other words, What if the loan to costs were not 80%? What if they were 66% or 71%? You know, and the loan to future value wasn't 75, it was 50 or something. In other words, if the borrower was solid, and I do mean solid, Pete, solid A paper, and didn't even need a loan. Like we're doing a deal right now with that we brokered through Torrey Pines Bank in La Jolla on Nautilus, five houses from the beach for one of my prep school buddies, Joe Smolin. The loan was $1,925,000. It paid off $300 and change on the first, so the construction budget was about $1.06. It's a 12-month deal or 18-month deal, but we'll have it done in 12. And we're building two homes. The appraisal, which was coordinated by the bank, came out at 2.45 each, so it's 4.9 gross. What's going to be owed is basically about the $1.925. The net profit, the adjusted gross profit to Mr. Smolin is going to be about 2.7, 2.8, depending on market. And so in those types of deals, we got them 5.25. Torrey Pines Bank charged 1 point origination fee. We charged 0.5 point, which is not a lot of money. It was $9,600. But if you guys were able to get with this whole concept, you and I could end up doing really well together. We could compete against all the other banks because we could do the paper faster. In other words, we could do it in 30 days versus 60 days and really be, we could cherry pick. In other words, if somebody's on the fence or that's a little shaky.
You could cherry pick just the good ones.
Yeah, just take the low-hanging fruit. Take the guys that have a couple million in the bank. In other words, people who are so solid that, in essence, they don't need a loan.
But they just want to get it done. They just want to get it done sooner than later.
And then I can sell it all day long. This is not ice to the Eskimos. This is ice to the people who are in the tropics. And you can say, listen, other people's money, you know, we're going to roll this thing through Bank of Cardiff with our partnership. And, you know, we're going to, here's the project. Everybody eyeballs it, make sure that it's kosher, it's legit. This could be a very interesting play. And you guys, because you're smaller and regional kind of ish, mm-hmm. this could be a win-win in a very good way. So I'm just letting you know, if you're interested, I can get out a one sheet to you either later today or tomorrow perhaps, or sometime this week. And you can have that, and it'll be very well written to the sense that if someone's reading it, they're not going to go, what the fuck is this?
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
And then... You know, and at that point, you could actually, you know, as a guy working there, because you're on the sales side, right? You're not like a processor or some shit.
No. Yeah, I'm on the sales side, so
So you can say, guys, listen, here's an opportunity for us, and the beauty of this is that, like any warehouse line, there's no money that's transferred to building capital up front where we sort of sit on it and then say, okay, great, you guys rolled us for X number of dollars, and then, you know, we're going to go out there and try to pitch people on loans, and we're going to have it on our bank account. It's the exact opposite. We would pre-underwrite and underwrite the file, get it over to you guys for secondary sign-off or management sign-off, which is how it works at all the banks, mm-hmm. at which point in time there'd be an LOI, a letter of interest issued from you guys, or building capital conjunctively. And at that point in time, when it came, you know, push to shove to fund the loan, that's after everything has been fully vetted with conditions and so forth. I can even meet with you, and we can.
And where would we fund this loan? Right to the person you're brokering to, or brokering for?
How it could work is one of two ways. It could go the traditional brokerage route, where essentially we have sort of a joint venture of sorts, or maybe an approval status with your bank. However it works, and at that point in time, depending on the rates of interest, the loan origination fees, and so forth, we could have that all on the closing statement together. Or it could be a situation where Building Capital has a warehouse line, more along the lines of correspondent versus wholesale platforms. And at that point, you guys would fund Building Capital, and then we in turn would fund the loan. Do you follow what I'm saying? And how that would work, we would use fund control, like Dixie Line or someone like that. And so there's a lot of ways this can work. It could be a wholesale arrangement. It could be a correspondent relationship. But more importantly, Building Capital is trying to get to the point where we undercut hard money. And if we're a little bit over the prevailing rates at normal banks on the spreads and the margins and the
rates.
But
a little bit quicker of a turnaround, then you have a problem.
Yeah, and we can cherry pick. If a guy comes up to me and says, hey, listen, I want to build 6 units in Del Mar, live-work loft spaces, you know, and we have a feasibility report and it makes sense. Or if somebody says, hey, listen, in La Jolla, I want to build a house right on the beach. You know, we're going to do a teardown of mom and dad's house, which was built in the late 40s. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath, 1,400-square-foot home. We're going to do a 2,600-square-foot home. It's going to sell for $6 million. You know, the construction costs are going to be X. Let's say the loan is going to be $800,000. Maybe it's a free and clear property. At that point, you know, the LTV and the LTC is going to be totally in bounds. I don't want to belabor the point here, but I think you get where I'm going.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's a kind of, you know, put it in very layman's terms, is almost like, you know, you're at the Ferrari dealership and you're going to find that one guy where it's like, hey, I'll charge you 10 grand more, but you can drive it away today, or you can wait another 30 days and get it a little bit cheaper. But, you know, you kind of cherry pick this.
Now you're talking. And also, banks are very conservative, and so are we, but it could be a situation whereby if someone says, hey, listen, you know, I want to do a single-purpose LLC, and I don't want to do recourse, maybe we would do a non-recourse if the LTC and the LTV were low enough. In other words, creatively underwriting it so that it works. Or if we had a recourse policy, you know, we would say, listen, we will allow you to get mezzanine financing on top of the first. So at Bank of Cardiff, we'll do $1 million loan, but you guys need $1,250,000. If you want to get a private second on top of that, you know, that's okay with us, but we're in first position at Bank of Cardiff. Mm-hmm. You follow what
I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. So you can kind of almost stack on some extra money if you needed it,
right,
too, but it's going
right
to be
and
a
then
second
we can
position.
All, I can create programs where if someone says, okay, we're not going to do owner-builder, we're just going to do spec, if those are the parameters, let's get a few things in line. For example, if you're going to flip the property, who's going to be your agent? Is it Coldwell Banker? Is it REMAX? Is it somebody else? And do you have a listing agreement so that when the construction is finished and there's a certificate of occupancy, we're in a position where we know that it's going to be on the multiple listing service. We know that it's priced to sell. We did the underwriting correctly from the get-go so that we're not going to be upside down if the market flips,
yeah,
et cetera.
If you know, they come in and mess everything up with the, you know, the secondary, like, they're not pricing it to sell right. If this thing doesn't move, if it doesn't get off the ground, then, you know, the whole, there is no turnaround.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, that's what it is. Do me a favor. Shoot me an email.
I'm going to shoot you something.
Dave?
Yeah, I have your LinkedIn here, so I can... I'm going to shoot you an email here, just with my contact info, so you can send that
through LinkedIn, or are you going to just email it to me?
No, I'm going to send it through regular email.
Yeah, it's D Parry. It's Parry with an A, not an E. D Parry at buildingcapital.com, and then in the subject line, just put Bank of Cardiff --, Peter Deegan, and then today's date. And then what I'll do is I'll attach information to either a one sheet as a PDF or a Word doc, and then in the body of the email I'll put, you know, just a basic blurb with full unrestricted permission for you to forward it to upper management for consideration.
Perfect.
Here's the beauty of this, though, Pete. If you can make this thing fly, and I've already spoken to Bob Margolis, my partner, if you can make this thing fly, we could have a very interesting power partnership where Building Capital was exclusively with you guys, and we didn't have to go through other banks because everything was the way we want it to be.
Exactly. I think most importantly, you have a proprietary product that, you know, might not be for everybody, but that's kind of what we offer. You know, we don't like to sell a loan that's for everybody. We don't want to. We can't. Kind of got something here that you're working on that could, like I said, it's the guy that wants it today versus that doesn't need a loan. You know.
Let me tell you something else. There's nobody, and I do mean nobody, because I know the industry and I know the business. There's nobody who's in between hard money and banks. Nobody. And there's nobody who has a bank brokerage like ours that has an exclusive with a small regional bank like you guys, where we have that very, very, very specific niche. Like if we're rolling paper at 5.50 or 5.75, something like that, and we can bang out a deal in 30 days, I'm telling you right now, I mean, I'm very well connected. You know, at USD, you know, which, as you know, is a decent school along with State, Matt Reno, I went to college with. Reno Construction, the biggest in the area by far. You know, I could be in a situation where I could say, Matt, you know, what are you building? He goes, oh, we're going to build, you know, 30 apartment buildings, 30 doors. I could say, oh, what's your budget? Oh, it's like $19 million. What are you looking for? Oh, we're looking for $10 million. Oh, Matt, let me call up Pete Deegan. Let's do this deal. Let's roll $10 million. What are you looking at? Oh, we're looking at 18 months. Great. Those are the kinds. Now you get where I'm going on this.
I love those. Are short term too. Like that's the best part.
Everything is the short term. The construction is going to be between a minimum of 6 months, probably a
max 18 months.
24. 24 max. 24 max if it's a big project. For example, let's say that we were going to do a retrofit of a warehouse by Petco Park. Four stories and do, condo loft type things. And let's say there was going to be, six units a floor and there was 24 units and the project was, $14 million. That would be sort of on the higher end of the loan amount. But more importantly, that would probably be 18 to 24 months with entitlements. No more than 24 months. Some of the deals we could actually do in quickly, like 6 to 9 months, maybe 12 at the most, a lot of single families. And we could also have a list of go-to guys, general contractors who are experienced, capable, not in litigation, and ready to pull the trigger with us.
Yeah, I mean, you could almost, like, kind of what you're describing is almost vertically integrating the entire process.
That's it. But nobody's doing this. That's the whole point. No one is doing this. And so that's why Bob Margolis, my partner, we've been, sniffing around. We explored some venture capital companies, and they're not interested because the rate of return is too low. They didn't get the concept. They weren't in agreement with it. New York Life real estate investors, their minimum loan is $50 million. Their minimum number of apartments.
Big. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to do 500 apartment units at a shot, when someone builds a massive project, which is not to say that we couldn't collectively get to a point where we're doing stuff
it's
like that.
It's just not where you're going to start off this.
No. Yeah. We're talking bread and butter deals where the loans would probably be anywhere from ballpark 750K to maybe 3 mil, as far as single families. And if it was an apartment or a loft complex, might be anywhere from like 2 or 3 mil up to 5 mil. But more importantly, cherry picking the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't have a hard sale there.
Because my whole thing, I started on the bank side years ago out of college. I worked for a bank for 3 years. And banks are risk averse. I mean, the whole point of a bank is not really to own property on takebacks with foreclosures. They just want their interest. They want the interest on the money they loan. So the key words are exit strategy. What is the exit strategy? How safe is it? That's where the banks are at. That's where building capital is at too. We don't want anybody who's going to screw the pooch.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
In a nutshell. So send me that email and we'll get cooking. And other than that, let's see if we can put this thing together. That would be. I'll tell you something. I'm 62. You look like you're in your 20s. Are you in your 20s?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. And when did you get out of state? What year?
Last year, actually. So just been in the industry for not too long. Yeah.
Right. So you're 22, 23, 24?
23.
Yeah. So you're a young guy. I'll be working probably for the next 10 years. I own the company. I am the CEO. And this is a situation where we could have a very decent run.
Yeah, man, it sounds like a great opportunity. So just put that thing. I'm going to send you this email right now. Yeah, put together like a one page summary of what we just discussed, and I am having a couple different meetings later on in the week. I could definitely kind of give this rundown over some of the higher ups, and it's honestly a lot of the decision making power is obviously not in my hands, but. If I get into the right hands and we could start working on something, maybe have
let me go one step further. You could be the point person for us. In other words, that could put a feather in your cap. Instead of just being a guy who's recently out of college, you could be the point person for building capital. And if this thing started to take off and get some legs and started to blow up in a good way, you would be the guy. In other words, people would say, oh, Pete, what's your deal? Oh, I handle the construction stuff here with building capital, and all of a sudden, something that you never expected that would come to existence or fruition, you're the guy.
Exactly. I mean, I'm glad you gave me a call here, David, and I'm, glad you reached out. And like you said, there is no product like what you're describing between the big banks and the hard money and that quick turnaround. And I think just from working capital, these short-term loans that we currently are selling, it's kind of obviously a smaller version of what you're describing. Like, people want that. I need that $20,000 loan for 6 months really quick, and I'd rather pay a little bit more, get it unsecured.
Exactly.
So the needs out there on different levels.
And both creative and conservative combined, which is a great combination.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right, shoot me the email. I'll get this stuff out to you as soon as I can. Also, if we end up having to have a meeting, we can do that. That's not a problem. I have a small office in La Jolla. Here I have the main office up in L.A. And then, or I can come to your bank. And if Bob Margolis, my partner who's up in L.A., if he needs to come down for a meeting, we can do that as well.
Yeah, maybe we'll set something up.
Yeah, and it would be the after going back and forth and dotting the I's and crossing the T's, it would be the kind of thing, okay, let's meet in person. And then obviously it would be a situation where there'd be a joint venture or a deal memo or, you know, some kind of an agreement. And then, you know, there'd be guidelines as well for the underwriting. And by the way, I have all the stuff from Chase Bank from back in the day as far as underwriting guidelines. All the stuff from IndyMac Bank, all the stuff from Citibank. The aggregate of all these things, we wouldn't have to reinvent the wheel. I could actually aggregate all those things, and as far as the underwriting guidelines that we would subscribe to, pre-underwriting and underwriting, then when you guys were doing secondary sign-off, we would have coherent underwriting guidelines so that from the federal and the state standpoint, whether it's Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, Nationwide Mortgage Licensing System, Consumer Finance Protection
Bureau, if you're writing your book based off of what Chase did, then, you know, you should be fine from a legal standpoint, right? You know, if you're, if you're, you know, the base model of your product is underwritten based off of Chase's guidelines, then I'd feel a lot more comfortable about that than just...
Yeah, so we got that, and then you guys would have your business affairs or your legal department, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's. We would have our in-house counsel do the same, and at that point, once it's legal, you and I are the sales guys. We're not going to install it. We're, you know, we're just the sales guys. But once the lawyers...
The table, let them hash it out.
Exactly. Right, and once the project exists, then we're off to the races in terms of marketing it and doing deals.
Yeah, no, that's exciting, man. This is a great, great phone call.
All right, yeah, not so bad, huh? Let me leave you with a joke. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Shoot when you are.
Put your thinking cap on. So a patient goes to the doctor. He's a nervous wreck. He thinks he's going to die soon. He says to the doctor, "Doctor, you got to tell me, how much more time do I have left? Please tell me." And the doctor says, 5. The patient goes, "What the fuck? 5 what?" The doctor looks at his watch and goes, 4, 3, 2, 1. Did you get that joke?
How much time do I have left? You mean with the appointment?
Patient says to the doctor, "Doctor, I'm a nervous wreck. I don't feel right. How much time do I have left? You've got to tell me." Doctor looks at his watch. He says, the doctor says, 5. Patient says, 5 what? Doctor looks at his watch and starts to count. 4, 3. He's looking at the second hand.
You're a nervous wreck. You have to tell me. And he says, you know, "I'll tell you a nervous wreck in 5 seconds. Is that a joke? Or?
Well, you know, in other words, the guy, how much time do I have left? The guy only has 5 seconds left. The doctor starts counting down. Anyway, kind of a cerebral joke. Listen, get this stuff to me, and then we'll get things cooking. Sound good?
100%, David. Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care, man. I'll be in touch. Bye.